It's my pleasure to welcome you to Answers from Scripture. Whether you're just being introduced to the Bible for the first time or you've been studying it for a lifetime, I'm confident that you'll benefit from Brother Mark's passionate explanations for the Word of God.
Hey, welcome back, Answers from Scripture's family, the ever-growing family, and we're so glad that you keep coming for more videos. I'm your host, Brother Mark, and today's question, at what age should my offspring leave home? There are a lot of the people that watch these videos that are about my age, and they know we've got a large family, and some of our children still live at home, some have already left the home. And somebody asked that question, at what age should my offspring leave the home? And I think the question itself is flawed because we're looking for that magic number, aren't we? We're looking for a one-size-fits-all. Is it 18? Is it 21? Is it 30? Give me a number, preacher. Just give me a number. And we're not going to find that that one-size-fits-all number answer to the question today. But we are going to find some principles in the Bible that I hope will help you. Well, let's start right out with Genesis chapter 2, and it's the first mention of family leaving mom and dad. So in Genesis chapter 2, God's made the woman from the rib. It says in verse 22, and the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of a man. Therefore, are you ready? Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. When should my son or my daughter leave the home? Ideally, the original plan of God is that my son or daughter leave the home when they're ready to marry. Then they get married and they form their new home. But we live in a society where what was originally ideal and normal is much more difficult today. And it's become just kind of this idea that the number 18 was a magic number. I know when I was growing up, once children reached 18, they left the home. They left the home either for military service or to study in some college or university or to get married or just to go out and find their own way and find their own work in life. But it was extremely common. Once you graduate from high school, you're 18, you leave the home. But something in the Bible that was more normal was that when they were ready to get married, when they'd found the one with whom they wanted to settle for life, and the parents agreed, and the parents were behind it, and agreed that the offspring were mature enough to marry, then that was a time to leave the home. I think this especially applies to young women. I want you to notice Numbers chapter 30. And in Numbers chapter 30, the discussion is about vows, and a young man makes a vow, and he's going to be held to that vow. But then in verse 3, it starts with the women. If a woman also vow a vow unto the Lord and bind herself by a bond, being in her father's house in her youth, and her father hear her vow and her bond wherewith she hath bound her soul, and her father shall hold his peace at her, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith she hath bound her soul shall stand. But if her father disallow her in the day that he heareth, not any of her vows or of her bonds wherewith she hath bound her soul shall stand, and the Lord shall forgive her because her father disallowed her. And if she had at all an husband when she vowed or uttered aught of her lips wherewith she bound her soul, and her husband heard it and held his peace at her in the day that he heard it, then her vow shall stand and her bonds wherewith she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband disallowed her on the day that he heard it, then he shall make her vow which she vowed and that which she uttered with her lips where with she bound her soul of none effect, and the Lord shall forgive her. But every vow of a widow and her that is divorced, wherewith they have bound their souls, shall stand against her. There are four women mentioned in this text. The woman who's still young and in her father's house. Then the woman that's married. And then some women, they're widowed or they're divorced, and now they're not under the authority of a man at this time. Now, it's interesting that sometimes even when a young lady's husband would die or divorce her, she would still come back under the authority of her father. Back up to Leviticus chapter 22. Leviticus chapter 22 and verse 13. And if the priest's daughter be a widow or divorced and have no child, and is returned unto her father's house as in her youth, she shall eat of her father's meat, but there shall no stranger eat thereof. So here's a woman. She grew up. She left her father's house. She got married. And now her husband's deceased or divorced her. And like when she was in her youth, she comes back and puts herself again under the authority of her father and lives at home. What I'm saying is that for the woman, the norm is that she be under the authority of a man. When she's young, that man's her father. When she's older, that man is her husband. And there's no space in between. Am I saying it's wrong for young ladies to go to college? No, I'm not saying that's wrong. But that's not a biblical pattern. It wasn't the norm. Am I saying it's wrong for a young lady to leave her father's home and go someplace to pursue work? No, I'm not saying that's wrong. Or to join the military. I'm not saying that's wrong. But I'm saying all of that is an anomaly from the scriptures. From the scriptures, the norm was a woman went from her parents' home to her husband's home, and either she was under the authority of her father or she was under the authority of her man. And only a woman who'd been divorced or widowed and was old enough that she couldn't go back to her parents' house because they died or she didn't want to go, then that woman was going to be on her own. The man also, we noticed, what's typical for him is that he's going to stay in his father's home until he's ready to marry. But it's not just stay there. He's supposed to be doing something there. Okay? It's not just a matter of, well, then I'll just wait. Now I'm 30, now I'm 40, now I'm 50. Nothing's happening. I'm still in my parents' basement. Okay, when I was young, most everybody left their home when they were 18. Nowadays, it's very common to be 30 years old or even older and still live with their parents. But the point I'm making here is that even the young man waiting to marry, there was something for him to do. In Proverbs 24:27, speaking to the young man, it says, prepare thy work without and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house. Now, this is something that was common, is that when a young man met a woman, he'd make sure that he had work sufficient to support both of them, and then he'd propose to her, and then he'd go and begin actually to build a house. And when he was finished preparing the house and building the house, then he'd come back, he'd marry the woman, and they would live together at that point. You think of the cross reference where Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And what are we? We're the espoused bride of Christ. But he said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That was actually a picture of marriage. Very common, boy and girl, whether they're 18, 25, or 35, they lived in their parents' home until they were ready to marry. But while in their parents' home, they studied, they learned, then they began their own profession, and prepared their work in their field. Once they had their profession, then the man would begin to prepare a home. But what if they are never going to marry? It's not God's will for everyone to marry. Does that mean they have to stay in their parents' home forever? No, it doesn't mean that. And we have examples. You think of Jesus himself. Now, Jesus stayed home till he was 29 years of age. He was almost 30 when he began his ministry. An interesting parallel in the Old Testament, the full-time priestly duties began at age 30. But I think with Jesus, part of the reason, it seems that his stepfather Joseph had died. His mother Mary had several younger children, and here she was, and I believe that Jesus continued the work of a carpenter and helped support his mother and helped keep things going until some of his stepbrothers were old enough that they could step into that position. At any rate, Jesus didn't marry while on this earth, and he left the home about that same age. So we have precedent. It's not wrong for the young man to leave the home, but it should be at a point in his life when he's ready to follow his calling for life, and he's serious about life, he's grown up. And this brings us to our last verse, Galatians chapter 4. And this is what I want us to see. It shouldn't be a legal age. It shouldn't be that somebody says 18 or somebody says 21 or somebody says 25. In Galatians chapter 4, the Bible says, Now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, even though he's going to inherit everything and he's going to be in charge of everything. As a child, there's no difference between the heir in the home and the servant. But he's under tutors and governors, listen, until the time appointed of the father. The point that I'm trying to make here is that it's not until 18. It's not until 21. It's not until 25. It's till the time appointed of the father. Everybody's different. And children are different. And I know families where they have 18-year-olds that seem incredibly mature and ready to take on the world. And I know other families that have 25 and 30-year-olds that I don't think they're ready to be on their own yet. But it's not a national decision to be made. It's not a one-size-fits-all age policy, but that the parents themselves say, okay, I want my children to continue education for this long. I want them to be prepared. And when I feel like they've sufficed their time under tutors and governors, and now they're ready to make their own way, then it's time to start considering having them leave the home. By the way, the child that says, well, I'm old enough to drink, I'm old enough to vote, I can leave home, he's not ready yet. That when that's the attitude, they're not showing the maturity. But when the parent says, you know, young or old, my child is ready to make some of his own decisions and is ready to stand on his own two feet, and ready to get work and to earn money. One of the reasons many of my children have left home at a younger age than normal is that we live in a country where they would have almost no opportunity. So they go back to the States, but they live with relatives and they live with others that are going to help watch over them and care for them, where they can begin to earn money for college or for marriage or for whatever it is that God has intended for them. And as they get to be 18, 19, 20 years of age, I try not to make major decisions for them. If they're deciding between one right path and another right path, in other words, they're not talking about, I'd like to go out and sin. They're just saying, I don't know if I'd like to attend this soul winning church or this one over here. I don't know if I'd like to work for the post office or the bank. I don't know if I'd like to do this or that. I might counsel and advise, but ultimately, I'm trying to get them to make their own decisions. I'm trying to make them transition into adulthood, take more responsibilities. But until they're married, there needs to be some. For example, if you send your kids to a college, in God's dear name, send them to a college where there's some adult supervision, where there's still some rules, and there's still right and wrong, and there's still some people that are going to say, no, we don't allow that here. And don't just send them out at 18 in the middle of the world and dump them into some fraternity where there's going to be parties of drunkenness and promiscuity night after night after night. That would be so foolish. But get them gradually transitioned until when? Until the time appointed to the father. Ultimately, let the father make the decision. Mom and dad, you speak of it together. Speak with your children. Let them earn it. Let them show their maturity. And they're working towards that point where they'll be married one day, or if they're not going to get married, at least where they'll enter into their profession and be able to stand well on their own two feet. I hope that helps you. Have a great week. Come back next time. Bring some others with you. Invite guests. Comment and like and subscribe if you've not already done that. And we'll see you next time. God bless you. Pray for us now. You have a good day.
Thanks so much for listening. If you have a question you'd like to have answered, mention it in the comments field below, or visit us at www.answersfromscripture.online.